Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. McCraw moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairmon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is hit by the pitch. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball four. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. Kubiak moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nash fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Herman and he is out, Noop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ramon Webster now playing first base. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando scores. Monday moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 1 in the game. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Horland moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the mound. Nash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 2 in the game. Nash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hopkins moves to third. Melton moves to second. Pete Ward pinch hits for Bobby Noop. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins scores. Melton moves to third. Bradford moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday, who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Melton scores. Bradford scores. Hansen goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing second base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with fingers covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony La Russa pinch hits for Raleigh Fingers. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.